The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. Well, I came to the Lord kind of with a heavy heart because our Sunday didn't go as well as we hoped it would. And I said, Lord, my heart is heavy. I see the seeds of division. Convict me of my part in this, please. You know how hard I tried to make that day special. Hours spent gathering worship songs and other little surprises for the ones I love so much. And yet some were not happy, and my heart was brought down. I know I cannot please everyone. You asked me to keep the bond of unity, but there are so many currents flowing at times, even in different directions. And those days set aside for worship and fellowship are so rare and special. How am I to do this, Lord? Jesus began, patience, Claire. You're growing children up to maturity. And of course, you struggle with your own immaturity at times. Oh no, I didn't do such a good job on my own children. I don't know why me. He continued, your struggles are common to all men and women. Love them and let me take care of their attitudes. Now you understand what the currents in churches can do. Demons of divisions are loosed. They play on the likes and dislikes of each person. None of the persons, none of them like the very same thing. Each has their own version of what they like. And those with the greatest investment tend to put the most pressure on the pastor. Now tell me, how do you please them all at once? And still, be faithful to what I am asking of you. You will find that the demons exploit weaknesses. One crack in the personality is an open door. For instance, your weakness is to react in rejection and be affected by others' negative attitudes. Satan has used this time and time again to break your heart and bring you down. You see, this was a setup. You had special gifts for certain people and were looking forward to the joy they would have when you prepared them. You were not ready for rejection, which is what you felt when things didn't work out. That threw you into an interior tailspin, sorrow, and you wept. It took all the joy from your day. It took joy from others' days as well, and a pall descended over the day. You were vulnerable. So were they. Claire, there is no way to avoid this pain in a community. You must forgive and go on, praying to bind certain divisive demons. When he was saying this, I looked out my beautiful window here into the aspens and spruce, and I saw a light in the forest. The whole forest was still dark. And there was one light shining in an area that made a cross. It was an aspen tree and another one crossing it. And it looked just like a cross. And that was the only light in the woods. Everything else was dark. I tried to capture it on film, but I don't think I did such a good job. But I realized, yes, this is my cross. Jesus continued, you as a leader cannot afford to take offense and be shut down by your reactions. This is what was intended by the group of demons loosed in this situation. It was carefully planned. Accusation, pride, self-pity, and rejection were sent to divide. Plans were laid several days beforehand to cause this to come down. It always happens when you least expect it. And it is true. When one hurts, all hurt. And so all did hurt. Well, now you see it in your cats. One cat is preventing the dog from sleeping in his bed. Another cat is snapping at the cat trying to get close to you. Another cat's in the doorway blocking the others and the dog from getting out. Each one of them are out of order and antagonistic to each other. I hope you get it, dearest. It's so obvious. You are being sifted by demons sent to divide. Educate your people to be selfless. This you do by your example and by way of exhortation. A community cannot survive with pouters. They will bring everyone down. A community survives on a firm commitment of self-sacrifice, brotherly love, unity in the spirit, forgiveness. Let a spirit of gratitude and worship prevail. Not pouting spirits because they didn't get their own way. My little children playing in the sandbox, you have been targeted for destruction. You cannot afford to be children this time and season. There's no room for infantile behavior. Do you understand? You survive as a group or you don't survive at all. The pressures you are under right now are nothing. You are living in a cakewalk. What is coming is the fiery furnace of Babylon. If you cannot rally yourselves and put aside your petty irritations now, I promise you, there will not be left three persons in this community to argue about anything. If you cannot get a hold of yourselves now in the green wood, what do you suppose it will be like in the dry wood? I say this not to shame you, but to wake you up. Your involvements with your own preferences in the world are blinding you to what is most important. I want you to learn how to spot a potential breakdown before it happens. One of the worst dynamics that leads to loss is the rush-rush attitude. I have broken Mother Claire and Father Ezekiel many times for allowing themselves to be manipulated by this. There are only so many hours to the day, and Satan would like you to be so ambitious that you cut out prayer. I say to you, bravo, you have not allowed this. But when you set your sights on accomplishing too many things, you are setting yourself up for failure, disappointment, and fatigue. You aren't considering me, that I might want to do something different than what you planned in your day. After your goals are accomplished, you begin to become irritable and react to things in your flesh because you have overextended yourself. This in turn opens the door for a sifting of you and other community members involved with you. And eventually, it goes beyond you and affects the entire community. This is Satan's plan for you. If you know this, you can redirect your plans to make sure it does not happen. Your day, by the way, belongs to me. Do not pack it so tightly with your agendas that any change in plans irritates you. Wherever there is a rush-rush loaded agenda, there is at least one or more demons. Remember this. They are setting you up for mistakes, failures, irritation, aggravation, accidents, and wrong choices. When you see this demon affecting you or others, delicately approach the other person, warning them that the enemy is setting them up. If it is you, repent and be still before me. Allow me to prioritize your time and be satisfied that not everything was done. One thing only is necessary. One thing only is the better part. One thing only is wisdom and preserves the bond of brotherly love. Anything that divides or pits one against the other is from Satan. If you give in to those feelings and actions, you lose ground to the enemy and set up others to be hurt. And this begins a cycle of division that leads to separation ultimately. Please take responsibility for your own actions. Do not blame others because you chose to do too much and now you're exhausted. Look at the situation and say, I did this to myself. No one else is to blame. Lord, forgive me. Seek to be the littlest and the servant of all. Seek to be the tiny violet in the forest that gives off fragrance when it's crushed. Put aside what you think and want and join into what I am doing here with this group of people. If you cannot get along with those who love you and love me, how will you get along with others who care only for themselves in this world? A community is not about buildings and roads. They are only provision for living. A community is about brotherly love and sacrifice in order to serve me and my agendas. If you're busy exerting your own preferences and pouting when you don't get your way, you will not make it through what's coming. I'm trying to prepare you, and the enemy is trying to divide you and send you all scattering in different directions. Are you going to allow this? Certain of you are carrying heavy burdens, heavier burdens than the rest, and this is because you have been prepared to do so. But if you allow Satan to cause you to grumble at one another and hold grudges, there isn't much hope for your survival together, and you will all be scattered, each one to their own tent, losing all the gifts I wanted to give you as a community. Alone, you are pitiful and weak. As a community, you are strong and supportive. That's why you come under attack. Please choose this day what you want. Decide on how you want to live and what is necessary to support that. My grace is with you to support the right thing. Please choose wisely. And remember, each one of you is a gift to the others. I have brought you together because of your gifts and how they support one another and how wonderful each of you are for each other. Treasure these gifts. I have worked long and hard in each of your lives to prepare you for community living. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross without grumbling and follow me. Do this as a family, a community that cares for one another and is united to bring salvation to the world. And know that you have been targeted for destruction. It's up to you to see ahead clearly and act accordingly. Get your eyes off yourselves and look to my business. Feed my sheep. Care for those of the household of God. Let us focus together on souls to be saved. Come now, hand in hand, let us conquer the petty differences that Satan exploits to destroy harmony, brotherly love, and concord. And let us bring salvation to a dying world. I am counting on you, dear ones, to conquer yourselves and build up one another. I am counting on you, and I believe in you.